Well, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua Gomelai, is it true that Rabbi Kiva learned Rabbi Yeshua? For Tani, we learn like this. We learned that Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe was Rabbi Lezer. For Tani, Kishchola Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer got sick.
Rabbi, when he became sick, Kishchola Rabbi Lezer, is Nichnesu Rabbi Akiva Vachavei Rabbi Levakroi. Rabbi Akiva and his friends went to the Mavakachela. The Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer, was sick. So Yeshev Bekinov Shaloi, he was sitting under his own canopy. He had a bed that had a canopy on top of it. Vehein Yeshvim Betraklin Shaloi, they were sitting outside the next room. Vyoisi Ayom, that day Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. Vnichnas Hurkanis Benoi, his son Hurkanis came in, Lachlat Tfilah, to take off his father's tefillin. It was coming close to Shabbos, and we hold Shabbos as Lav Zman Tfilin Heavy. Rashi says, Vyoso Lanichan, you're not going to leave them on Shabbos. Shem Yotzev Em Rishasarab, maybe you walk outside with them on Shabbos. So you're supposed to take off your tefillin before Shabbos. So the son wanted to take off Rabbi Lez's tefillin. So Goya boy, the father got angry and said, no, leave me alone. So the Yotzev and Azifa, the son went out like all embarrassed, like his father yelled at him. Omar lehem lechaverim. So he said, the son said to his chaverim, "Kim du mani shadai to shalaba nitrafor." There's something wrong with my father's head already. He's too old already. Rashi says, "Vekarav ulamos." He's about to die. Shilu roisa died because he would have had normal das. He would have let me take off the tefillin. Omar lehem, they said back to him, "No, daitoi." As the Gemara says, his mind is probably okay. Is Rashi here?
His mind is clear, but his mind
is right. Right, his mind, yeah, it's happy. No, the for could be his mind is okay, but das imo, his mother's, yes, his wife's mind, that was nitrifor. She was getting him nervous. Could be she was getting him nervous. He's okay, so she was getting him nervous. That's what was bothering him. In other words, she didn't light Neris yet. So he was bothered, go tell my wife to light Neris. If she doesn't light Neris before Shabbos, then she'll do it on Shabbos. That's a chiyas kila. You're worried about me taking off my tefillah now. That's only a shvus. Even if I leave my tefillah on, it's only a shvus, only a rabbanan. So that's what he was bothered by. He was bothered by, don't bother me now with my tefillin. Take care, make sure the Neris should be lit for Shabbos. That was bothering him. But he was worried about this. That's why he said, don't bother me now with the tefillin. Take care that Lukas Neris better. Kivan Shiroch HaChomim Shadaiti Meshavas Allah. Since the Tamidim, the outside, saw that the Rebbe's Das was still here, Nichnasu, they went in. The Yashulafon, they went and sat down in front of him. Merchel Dalet Amos, they went away.
So they were away from him, Dalet Amos. So Rashi says, because there was an Idui. So they weren't allowed to come too close to him. Omele Lamab Osum, Shabalez Yeth Makim, he came here. Omele, he said back to him, Lumet Terah, but we came to learn Terah. Omele, Shabalez Yeth said back, Vyadach Shabalez Yeth Makim, he didn't come until now.
Where were you all these years? You know, Rabbi Lezer was benidui, the Talmidim didn't come to learn from him. Where were you all these years? Omalei, they said, we didn't have time to come to learn by you. Omalehem, so Rabbi Lezer said back to the Talmidim, to me, Ani, I wonder, in Yemaisu Misa Satsman, if you'll die a normal death because of this. There was a time on his Talmidim, how come they didn't learn more terror from him? Omalei, Rabbi Kiva said, Shali Mahu, what type of a death will I have? And we know Rabbi Kiva's death when they saw Ruge Malchus, they ripped off his skin with iron combs. So Rabbi Kiva asked his Rebbe, what type of a misa will I have? Omalei, his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer said back to him, Shalecho Kosum Mishalhem, your death will be worse than the other ones. And that's what happened. And what's the reason why, according to this Gemara? Because Rabbi Kiva did not come to learn enough Torah from his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer. Even though Rabbi Kiva was the great Eicher Horim, he knew Kol Torah Kula so much, he had 24,000 Tamidim, still there was a Taina. He had a Rebbe, he should have learned more from his Rebbe. Since he didn't come to learn from his Rebbe enough, that's why he received such a Misa. So what happened now? Notal stays Reisiv, he took his two arms, Venicham Ali put it on his heart. Omri said like this, Oilachem, Rabbi Lezer is saying this, Oy lechem, oy vei to you. Shteiz riyosai, my two arms, shein ki shtei sifre Torah. They're like two sefer Torahs, she niglolim, that they were rolled up. Har be Torah lamarati, I learned a lot of Torah. Vahar be Torah limarati.
That I taught a lot of Torah. Now he said upon himself, Har be Torah lamarati, I learned a lot of Torah from a Rebbe. V'lei chosarti mi raboisa, I'm not missing from a Rebbe. Afilu kekelev hamalakik min hayam. In other words, Rashi says he's saying he did not learn enough from his Rebbe. He did not even learn enough. He only learned like a dog would lick water from the ocean. That's how much Torah he really learned from his Rebbe. He had plenty more to learn. and harba teru limarati. I learned a lot of Torah. I taught a lot of Torah. But still, v'loy chasruni talmidi, my talmidim only took, learned from me, ele kumocho b'shoferes, like the little paint on the paintbrush. In other words, that my talmidim did not learn enough Torah from me either. V'loy yoyed, not only this, ele shani shayne shalosh meyas halochas b'beheres. I have 300 halochas about a beheres azza, about a loch of a nega. The Rashi says, bilkas maru negoyim, about this bright white spot. Nobody ever asked me a question about these halachas. Not only this, I have 300 halachas. Some say 3,000 halachas. About how you plant cucumbers. Rashi says it means hilchas minik shofim, about different halachas of witchcraft. That through witchcraft they can make a whole field full of cucumbers. Nobody ever asked me any question here. Chutz mi Akiva ben Yosef. Only Akiva ben Yosef is the only one that asked me a question. And what happened was like this. That pam achas, one time, ani v'hu mahalchim, hayina b'derech, mi Reb Leza and Rabbi Kiva was walking in the road. Omali Rebbe, so Rabbi Kiva said to his Rebbe, l'maratoni, teach me b'natiyas kishuyim, about how the witchcraft, how they make cucumbers. Or Mati Dovrechetz, or Reb Leza said a few words, and the Smalo Kol HaSadik Hashurim, he was also able to do this witchcraft, to make the whole field full of cucumbers. Omali Rebbe, so Reb Kiva said to his Rebbe, listen, Li Maratoni Nitiyosan, you taught me now how they make them, how they plant them. Li Maratoni Yakirosan, show me how they uproot, how they gather together all the cucumbers. So Amati Dov Rechet, again Reb Leza said something, Niskab Sukunum Lamokam Echad, all the cucumbers gather together. So the kids, Rabbi Reb Leza taught Rabbi Kiva about these halachas, about kishuyim, about kishuf. We'll soon see how he's allowed to do it, the chuyos and issa, to do witchcraft. Om Aloy, Reb Leza said like this, Hakadr Abul, for your omus, that's the form that they make a shoe in, the akimeya. Hakimeya, all these things made out of skin, a charm made out of a skin, or tsoror, harmagolius, and a roll, a string of pearls, or mascolus, katanis, and small weights. Now, what's the locha? Are these things mekabel tumor or not? So, Rashi says, l'fishinechlegu b'eilu Reb Leza chom et machlekes inside the Tyrus. When the mekabel tumor, the chom moimrim ain't the mekabel tumor. L'fishikli or ain't mekabel tumor. The chom shiter is that a kli made out of skin is not mekabel tumor. Helim ken yeshta beis kibble. It has to have a form that it can hold something, receive some liquid, like a cup. To ishkes lasak. Chom hold that a kli or is hekesh, a hukesh lasak, to a sack. Rahani hoil the kibulim nasas lamalis. Milu betoichoi olamis. Loishme kibble. Since these things are made to fill up once and it stays that way, it's not called the beis kibble. The chom says not makabotumma. For ablezoi menom makabotumma. The beis kibble also lamalis, shme kibble. Even though these pockets are made to fill up and to stay filled up, but since they have pockets there, that's also called osi lamalui. It's makabel tuma. That's one machlekes. The Yod Rashi says nechlaku bekader beimus. This forms shenikro if they became ripped. The nira chalal shalhem to moedir abon the makabel tuma. Because there's machlekes over there. Now the Gemara says this question over here. Now omalehen hu tohor. Now, Omalehen, Hain Tameim, Reb Leza said back that they are Mekabel Tumah. For Tarosven, B'mashen, and they can Mekabel Tumah the way they are. Rashi says, Kalema, Im Nikru, if they rip, Shechom and Moedim, Shem Mekabel Tumah, V'chalukim Olai Leima, Shamilu Chaitzes, V'yamid, I'm not even Dvorah, Shamilu Eina Chaitzes, Shematfilin Kamashen. But even when the Kli here gets ripped, and you can see the inside, Reb Leza holds it's not called the Chatzitza, and you can be told the way it is. The Reb Leza still holds the sheet of the Tyros and the Mashain. Now, Manel Shagabi Yomus, what's going to be if you have a shoe in the form? Ma, what's the locha? There's also Machlekes whether it's Mekabel Tumah here or not. So, Omalehem, he said back, Hu Tohor, that you should know, it's Tohor. Reb Leza holds Metayer Shadayin Lenigma Malacha, it's not called finished Malacha. And at this point, when the Mekiva was talking to Reb Leza and learning, the Yotze Nishmose Betorah, that is Nishama left in Betaira, Reb Leza was nifta. Omad Reb Yeshua, Ragla Reb Yeshua got up on his foot. V'yom and he said, Huter ha-neder. Shinoth, he's mimata now the nidur that they put Reb Lezer into. Hoter haneder. L'moitzoi Shabbos, on Moitzoi Shabbos, Poga boy Reb Akiva, min Kisra l'lud. Reb Akiva met between Ben Kisra l'lud. Rashi says, Shoyinoisin es mitosa and Mikisra l'lud. They were taking the mita, they were carrying Reb Lezer from Kisra to Lud, and he met them. And Hoyamakiv, so he was like hitting his boss or his flesh, Achadoma Shaisis Leot, till the Mamish hurt himself that he started to bleed. It was bothering him so much to pain that his Rebbe was Nifta. Pischu Olav Bisura. When he started to give his Hesped, he said this line like, Rashi said, Shoyoisin Shura Savivoy Samitil Hesped. They made a row around the coffin in order to give a Hesped. And the Bekiva gave the Hesped and he said, Viyamar Ovi Ovi. Rechav Yisrael for Oshav. Harbe Moyis Yeshli. I have a lot of money. But V'yainli Shulchoni La'atzoysen. I have no money changer to show it to. In other words, I have nobody to take my money. Rashi says, Kolaymar. Harbe Shailas Yeshli Lishal. I have a lot of questions to ask. V'yainli Mi Lishal. I have nobody to ask from. Now Rabbi Kiva felt bad that he lost his Rebbe. He didn't have anybody to ask his questions to. So I call upon him. What do we bring this down for? Alma, what do we see from here? That Rebbe Lezer Gomro. That Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Eleza. So how could our Mishnah say Rabbi Kiva said the name of Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua was his Rebbe. Mashma, the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva, was Rabbi Eleza. So what says true? Gomram Rabbi Eleza of Loisavru. First, Rabbi Kiva learned from Rabbi Eleza, but he didn't understand it too well. Hodar, afterwards, Gomram Rabbi Yeshua, then he learned from Rabbi Yeshua. The Yasper in Alay, and then Rabbi Yeshua explained it to him well. But Kopon, the question is now, Hechi Yavid Hochi, how was Rabbi Eleza able to show Rabbi Kiva the Maisa Kishuf? Ivo Nantan, we learned Ho'isa Maisa Chayiv. If you do an action of Kishuf, if you do real magic, so you're Chayiv Misa. So how was Rabbi Eleza able to show Rabbi Kiva what it means to make cucumbers or take them away? Skamorin says Leslame Chani, he's doing it over here to teach Rabbi Kiva. Question: Leslame Rabbi Kiva, who the other Rabbi Eleza? Eleza didn't stop do it. He only did it to teach Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva should know these halachas, to know what it means a real nachashiv, to know when somebody's chayiv misa. Leslame Chani, he learns different. The Yom Ma, we learned the pasuk says Leisil Mad Lasais, don't learn to do. That means Lasais the Atalom, you're not going to learn to do it. Avla Talomid Lahovin Lahoris. For just to know the halachas, that you're allowed to learn these in Yonim. And here this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to learn to do Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says over here, Loisil Madlasik Kusuleva is Hagoyim Mahim Loisimotze Bechol Mavir Bnei Bito Beish Chesim Ksamu Moinim Nachesh Mechashef. What's also talking about here about the Mechashef, about the witchcraft. So it says the drasha is, You shouldn't learn it to do it. But to learn it, to teach it, to understand it, that's mutter. That was after for Rabbi Eleza to teach it to Rabbi Kiva. Hadron Lech Arba Mises. Alright, we'll stop here.
The Mishnah.